So we are very unique animals in so many ways, and yet we share a common heritage. So we have design faults which are part of our evolution. For example, who put the windpipe and the food pipe next to each other? It's absolutely crazy. Things are bound to go down the wrong way. And that is why we have a cough reflex, is to expel things that go down the wrong way. People who don't have a cough reflex, people with dementia or neurological syndromes, they die from aspiration. This is Dr. Smith, or Schmidt rather. He actually works in Rome, and his party piece is to endoscope himself live on stage. So he's got this, the endoscope is in his stomach, and you can see the chime in the stomach there. And then he's pulled back a little bit, and you can see all these particles floating around. See them? He calls it mist, or snow, he says. Snowing as a consequence of gas pressure. And so the snow floats around in your stomach, and now he's pulled back into his esophagus. And when the valve opens, these particles come back up. We all experience it. We all taste our food sometimes after a meal. And this is all I'm saying, really, is that these particles come back up and land up here. So it's reflux, but not as we would normally describe it in medical practice. What's happened is the gastroenterologists have stolen reflux and called it heartburn. Right? But this is not acid that's coming back. It's particles. So when you autophage, you increase certain cytokines. And some of these cytokines produce IL-33, and IL-33 acts on the innate lymphocyte type 2. Most people get a neutrophilic infiltration with IL-8, so you get a bronchitis, but not an eosinophilic bronchitis, you get a neutrophilic bronchitis. And in most people as well, there is a upregulation of the airway nerves. So the airway nerves become super sensitive. So they became more sensitive. So captopril causes a cough, ACE inhibitors cause a cough by increasing the sensitivity of the nerves. It doesn't cause a cough by directly irritating the nerves, it just increases their sensitivity. And unbeknownst to me at the time, this is the fundamental mechanism for almost all chronic cough and acute cough. But perhaps the most interesting one is the one on the far right, the TRPA1. TRPA1 is a very promiscuous receptor. It's the one that binds to a wide range of different substances, from formalin to cigarette smoke, acrylin in cigarette smoke. The perfumes, the smelly stuff in perfumes is often eugenol or bergamol. They are powerful agonists of this receptor. Right, that's the thing that gives rise to the depolarization of the nerve and the tickle that is felt by the patient. So we're going to have, in the next 5 years, I think, an enormous flourishing of antitussive medication which will actually tackle the root cause of cough, chronic cough. That's because it's attacking the cough hypersensitivity. What we think is going on is that cell damage caused by reflux, caused by viruses, caused by pollution. This cell damage causes the release of ATP. And this ATP leaks out and goes onto the P2X3 receptor, which is located on the sensory nerves. So, finally, how to manage cough? Well, they need a chest X-ray within the last year. Look for the eosinophilia. You can either have nitric oxide, which I don't think is so good in chronic cough, but a blood count is all you need. My questionnaire, remember, download it for free. The trick here is that the inflammation, eosinophilic inflammation, is different from the eosinophilic inflammation in ordinary asthma. It's deeper in the lung, deeper in the tissue, and so inhaled therapy is less effective. So either a trial of oral steroids, and then Montelukast, which I think is pretty useless in ordinary asthma, works quite well because it's systemically available and gets that innate lymphocyte type 2. And then If you fail with everything, try and find out what's wrong, because some people have very weird abnormalities of the esophageal motility. And we can, if the valve is abnormal, we can do the operation of Nissen fundoplication.